بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، ونصلي ونسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My dear brothers and sisters, it's my honor to share with you another episode in our series of duas to power your day. And we are still reflecting on the most beautiful names of Allah, Al-Asma'ul Husna. And remember to call upon the Lord by invoking Him, His mercy, by these names, most beautiful names, as He has promised to answer us, inshallah. Today, the names we reflect upon are Al-Hasib, the Reckoner, Al-Jaleel, the Majestic, Al-Kareem, the Most Generous, the Noble, Al-Raqib, the Watchful. The name Al-Hasib refers to Allah as sufficing those who trust Him and seek His aid. Allah says in Surah 39, verse 36, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدَهُ وَيُخَوِّفُونَكَ بِالَّذِينَ مِنْ دُونِهِ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ هَادٍ. Is God not enough for His servant? Yet they threaten you, Prophet, with those they worship other than Him. If God allows someone to stray, He has no one to guide him. So there is no one who can deprive someone or defeat someone who has put his trust entirely in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah is Al-Hasib. The slogan of the believers when faced with overwhelming trials and tribulations, challenges from enemies within and without was, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel, God is sufficient for us. He is the best of protectors. The name Al-Jaleel refers to God's majestic nature that fills our minds with awe and reverence. Al-Kareem, on the other hand, denotes His most generous, His hand stretching out expansively with blessings and graces day in and day out from beginning of time to His end. Al-Raqib refers to Allah's watchfulness and acute observation in such a way that nothing escapes His watchfulness. So what is our share in reflecting on these names? Number one, praise the trust in Allah while putting forth the best of our efforts to struggle in life, to bring good and prevent harm. Feeling a sense of awe and reverence before Allah's majesty, always be open and expectantly seeking God's generous graces and never be inhibited from begging His mercy, because His hands are stretched out. He will shower us with His mercies as long as we beg and call upon the generous one. Exercise vigilance and being shy of the watchfulness of Allah, because we can never escape His watchfulness. So it should guard us. This vigilance should guard us against sins and transgressions. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honor us to always call upon the Lord by invoking His help, invoking His beautiful names. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower us all with His mercy, grace, and forgiveness. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.